Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for our Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ruth.
I just, speaking of cats, just read Heloise this morning. Read it. It talks about yowling cats. And this person thought you should rub the cat with butter, and that would do it. So there's exchange about rubbing your cat with butter.
Marshall's mother rubbed Blackie with Bengay.
By accident, my mother put Bengay on herself years ago and then pet the cat. We had to shave poor Blackie down at the time, and Blackie looked like a rat for about 4 months, but the hair came back.
All kinds of advice we get there.
All right. Well, hey, let us get on to some of the main stories, and one of them, the Region 1 Board of Education has put off until September any thought of the extension and raise of the contract for the superintendent.
Correct. They had a meeting, members, on this past week. Superintendent Pam Vogel has asked for a raise and an extension of 2 years. Her contract, her three-year contract, runs out in June of 2020. And the boards, after a long executive session, came out and said, no, we're going to defer until September. And apparently some of the local boards have, they're getting their walking papers from the local boards, who obviously are giving them instructions and saying, let's not rush into it.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's very, you know, the thing that makes me happy about, we don't know the reason it's happening, but for whatever reason it's happening, you got to remember back when we defeated, and I say we because I was part of the opposition, we defeated the budget 7 times in a row simply because one of the major factors was they kept extending contracts by 2 years when they weren't even in the final year of the contract.
Right.
And to get the budget passed, they finally agreed not to do that anymore.
They being the board,
the Region 1 board.
Agreed the Region 1 board.
That would become policy, that they would not do that anymore. They would wait till you entered your last year.
And renegotiate a regular contract.
Yeah, so for whatever reason it happened, I'm glad it happened because they should stick to that rule. It's just plain simple.
That was what we've said all along. Yeah. That was a big stumbling block to passing a budget, and there was great concern because they kept extending it year by year by year, and people were not happy.
Yeah, you'd sign a 3-year contract, that in year two you'd get another 3-year contract. Anyways, we'll see what happens with this. But I wish I had come up with this, because I did have a picture. Like, somebody posted on Facebook a picture of the superintendent with an NYP logo. Not yet proficient.
Oh, dear.
Well, anyways, hey, it's a quiet week, but there's still stuff going on this week.
A few things going on. It's really quiet. What do we have?
Well, today at the Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon, they've got a thing called the Universe of Stories, Seeds to Stars. It starts at 3:30. Town of Salisbury has their Planning and Zoning Commission have a multifamily housing overlay district. They're going to start the meeting today, and then it will be back on July 13th as well.
Ah, okay. There is a possibility. We're not quite sure. We think that the Metcalf case will be in court tomorrow. In Torrington, Litchfield Court. This is the Planning and Zoning. Metcalf is suing the Planning and Zoning Commission for that hearing that was held last month, 2 months now, in which they could not discuss the asphalt, when the asphalt plant was taken out of the regulations. And Metcalf's lawyers have filed, so we're waiting to see if that case will be on the docket tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm pretty quiet this week.
We have a scheduled Board of Selectmen's meeting in Sharon set for tomorrow at 4:30. We'll have to see if that goes through.
Yeah.
We do have a special meeting of the Salisbury Board of Education, executive session for the purpose of discussing superintendent's evaluation and contract.
Right. Yes, they are meeting again. The selectmen usually meet on the first Monday in Salisbury. That has been postponed.
Yes.
We're not sure when that will be held.
It's just canceled.
Is it canceled?
Yeah, they're canceled for the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the one in Canaan, which is usually on the first Monday, is pushed to July 9th, a week from tomorrow. So no selectmen's meetings tonight either.
But we know that Skip Barber is speaking at the first Tuesday tomorrow.
Correct, yes, tomorrow. Skip Barber's at the South Canaan Meeting House at 7 o'clock. and it should be an interesting talk.
And the Sharon Summer Concert Series is not going to be on the green this year because they begin work on the green, as a matter of fact, this month. But it is back, and it starts on Wednesday with Wanda Houston. It's all the concerts will be held at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field.
Right, exactly. Lots of free concerts. The Thursday ones at the VFW. There's concerts here on Thursday on Kent at Kent, and
both Kent
and the Canaan ones on Sunday evening at the Canaan Station. So plenty of music.
Both Kent and I do believe North Canaan VFW, they took their concerts off for this week.
Right.
Because we've got the fireworks at Lime Rock Park, which come up on Friday.
Yep.
And you've got the big event, which put on by the Salisbury Association on the 4th of July at the Lakeville Town Grove.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our good friend over at in Sharon, Standard Space, is having an opening of a show on July 5th, on July 6th, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, but those two concerts. But then again, the Cranford's Club is back on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. The other two are July 11th. They've taken this week off.
But the great thing about the Cranford Club concerts is if it rains, they just move into
the
inside.
Brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yes. Had an interesting tour this week of the new site of the Sharon Salisbury Transfer Station. It's really unbelievable how much has been done and what it's going to be like when it is done. The comparison to the facility now and then will be amazing. And work is really proceeding, and they're expect to be done by December 31st. So that is out there on the Millerton border. We had an interesting meeting with the Office of Health Strategy talking about what it does. It's a state agency, and then there were questions about Sharon Hospital, packed room, and they vow to keep the community apprised of what's going on there because people are concerned. They want, again, that famous word, transparency. So we'll see. They said, if you have concerns, let us know.
Yeah, we videotaped it, so it's up on our website, and it's also on our Facebook page, but also CTN, the Kinetic Network, was there,
right,
and they videoed so the rest of the state can see what's going on and how this office in state government works with local hospitals.
And stuff. Yeah, it was interesting. And in Canaan, we have the sale of the Episcopal Church. It was sold to a different religious order called the Knights Templar, and we'll be hearing a lot more about the activities of that group, but at least that beautiful stone building in Canaan will have occupants. So
I don't know what to make about it. 3 weeks now, Don Martin's office sold, and now the church sold.
Yeah. Canaan is booming, and they've also put in the hub in Canaan at the storefront in front of the theater where people can go, and it's a pop-up hub and can go, and volunteers can have space to work or meet, and businesses can go in and meet with each other. So that's a great little addition to the town for now. So, yes, Canaan's hopping.
All right. And with that being said, hop off the 4th of July, and we will speak to you next week, Ruth.
Very good. Have a good week and a good holiday, guys.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her stories and others at rap-am.com.